This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hi!
Episode 115.
115 hours of pure nonsense.
Just idiocy that you just waste your life on. So do we, though. It's okay. We're all in the same boat. Welcome back. My name is Ian. This is Kevin Deers.
Hi, I'm Kevin Deers.
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hi, I'm not Kevin Deers.
Hi, I'm Ryan the Beard.
I feel like it's been a while since we've all been together in this room talking the and licking the
Yeah. It has been quite a while, actually.
What if we were all in, like, a foursome?
I don't think I could do that, man. I don't think I could get away with that. And, No.
Who would please the most?
Look at Ryan's face right now. That explains exactly what's going on in my head.
It's a bummer.
See, that's how long it's been. You know, Kevin's acting like a fucking maniac. Anyway, welcome back. You know, it's our first... It's not like it ever mattered, but for a while, Max Long was on our podcast, you know, and he's gone this week. He's gone for forever. He's left the building forever.
Okay.
Just had to get it out.
Crickets
there.
Chirp.
Later, Max. He left. He went to go to move to Palm Springs.
He left in the fashion that he stayed. in a cloud of vape smoke.
And like Max...
And not doing his job.
Classic Max, none of his job was done. He left 3 hours early and there was a bunch of vape smoke.
Wow.
Classic. And he gave like 2 days notice.
Yeah. And they probably didn't care, so...
I really hope he puts me down as a recommendation at some point so I could be like, yeah, this dude fucking rules at smoking weed.
Yeah, he's great at vaping.
He is. He's very good at it.
He would do an effective job if the job is vaping and not working.
If you need a vapist, this is your guy.
I'm glad he's not here, otherwise he'd vape in both your faces.
That's fine.
Well, cool, man. Well, I'm glad to be back in the studio with both of you guys. What have you been up to this week or the last few weeks now?
Ryan?
Nah, it's Kevin.
Kevin,
I know you, buddy.
Last night, both you and I went to go see Wonder Woman in separate theaters in different areas.
Yeah, it's
because we got to be away.
Because we can't be hanging out with each other too much.
Makes us look bad in public. You know?
Yeah, it's a little weird. I did. Wonder Woman was f-ing awesome.
Yeah.
That movie totally, like, DC. They really have disappointed me in the last few ones. Batman versus Superman was kind of a clunker. The Suicide Squad was f-ing horrible.
Like, terrible.
The inside of an asshole where your lives.
God.
Like,
you're right, though.
Inside your hairy sphincter where your nasty particles live and are about to build up to have the most heinous turd of your life.
Great. Wow, that's just the hair around my butthole.
That's Suicide Squad.
God. I went to go see that at the Discount Theater with Zadaf, and so we like paid $2 for it.
Oh, okay.
So, not like 18 like I did for Wonder Woman last night.
But Wonder Woman was Prime. Good movie. Went and saw Lita Ford this week over at the Clearwater Casino across the water. That was a great show. And the Clearwater Casino, actually, rad place to see a f-ing show.
Where, like, what is it, in Bremerton?
It's Suquamish, which is
I have no idea.
You take the Bainbridge Island ferry, so it's like a little bit further out than Bremerton.
So you get the true gems at the casino there.
Exactly.
That's but awesome.
Lita Ford was awesome. Had a bunch of people come up to me. One person was like, "Hey, are you Ian?" And I was like, "No." No, he was cool.
And then they walked away. They're like, "Oh, okay, cool." Because I don't want to talk to Kevin.
No, a bunch of people came up and we're talking about KISW and Metal Shop. And this guy was like, "Man, Metal Shop's the fucking best. You guys are awesome." So shout out to the people that were at the Lita Ford show.
Oh, man, that rules.
Went and saw Cryptopsy on Monday. I believe it was Monday. And they played all of None So Vile in its entirety. Visceral Disgorge was awesome, and they were like, "This song's about eating babies. One of our favorite f-ing things to do." They were
cool.
They were really weird. And they were like, "This song's about eating shit and then shitting that out and then eating it again and then once again shitting it out." He was hilarious, and
like Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, he was just ridiculous. Visceral Disgorge was awesome. The day before that, on Sunday, I saw Angel Corpse, and I normally like the Highline venue, but I got to put him on blast here. I'm sorry. I love the Highline venue, but whoever was doing sound,
oh no,
it was fucking bad. And everyone
I've
there,
seen a few of those,
it wasn't that the sound was bad the whole time, but there was just these feedback moments during the set.
It makes it unbearable, man.
Where everyone was wincing. And everyone was just like, "Ugh!" There was just these moments where it would just be heinous feedback.
What was the singer holding the microphone by the monitors?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's one of those things where some bands, like, they play too loud, so they have to try and make up for it on the mics.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't work in a smaller spot like that.
Could have been a new sound person or something. Again, I'm not trying to throw shade at Highline, but I got to be real here. We keep it honest here on the podcast, you know. Mm-hmm. And
keep it 100.
And, you know, great venue, but might have been a new sound person. So, but awesome band altogether. Angel Corpse was sweet. And Drawn and Quartered. I love seeing Tron and Quartered live, awesome and raw Northwest death metal.
Cool.
Yeah, what about you, Ryan?
Well, I want to talk about people running into people for a minute.
No.
So last time, I happened to be walking by the Crocodile while the Zach Wild show was going on.
Yeah, Zach Sabbath.
I just happened to be walking
Some guy grabbed me and he goes, "Hey, are you Kevin's friend?" And immediately I kind of like shrank back a little bit because last time that happened, it was at Rainfest.
He got his ass kicked.
And Your tall buddy, I can't remember the guy's name.
Floppy Matt, the realest you've ever heard. The only thing I've ever
Floppy
had
Matt
on my
walks
balls
up.
And my word. Blah!
Floppy Matt walks up to me, didn't recognize him, and he goes, "Hey, you know Kevin, right?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Oh, God.
And he goes, "Yo, that guy."
No, he said that about Ian.
Yeah.
Or was it about you?
It was about
me. He just started going off
about
it.
He was like, "Yeah, you're like..."
That ain't me, that's Ian.
I thought the guy was going to beat my ass just for associating with you two degenerates. And so
he's the true degenerate, though.
Yeah, guy out in front of the Zach Wild show. "Yeah, are you friends with Kevin?" "Yeah." "Why?" He's like, "Oh, just tell him I said hi. I'm his buddy Steelhead. He and I go like way back."
Steelman,
that's the one.
Steelhead.
"Hey, I'm a fish in the river."
His name is Steelman. That's his real name.
Yeah.
"What's up, Steelman?"
That's
cool.
Hey,
shout out to that dude.
Steelman.
Steelhead.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of the Zach Wild show from outside of the venue.
How was it?
It was cool.
Dana,
probably sound better outside.
Dana from Corzone posted a picture of Zach Wild like standing on his table while he was drinking a whiskey.
He was like, "Yo, I'm trying to drink this beer."
Yeah,
dude.
And Zach was just like walking all over the bar and walking all over people's tables. Apparently, he was wilding out, had a good time. So it's probably the last time you'll really see Zach Wild in a small setting before he heads out to to be in Ozzy's band.
That's true.
Called Ozzy Osbourne. You ever heard of him?
Once or twice. Yeah, Sharon.
So is that all you've done this week? You just ran into one person?
Yeah.
Rest of that, you're just in a cave?
He really, feels to iterate.
Really boring week. I mean, I cleaned my fish tank and my shower. You want me to talk about that?
Yeah!
Got
I cleaned my shower today, too, man. It was nasty.
Yeah, I need to do that with my f***ing gross-ass roommate, Josh!
I have a toilet dispenser in my shower.
Wait. A toilet dispenser?
A toilet paper dispenser.
In the shower?
In the shower.
Oh, what the f***?
You don't put the toilet paper on it, like on the roll, but there's a dispenser, like a little roll, Like, as if, like, you wanted to put toilet paper in your shower?
Oh, that's a handle for old people when they slip and fall and die.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you can get up and out of the bathtub. That's for the old folks.
It looks like a toilet paper. Just
I mean, if you want to drop logs in the shower.
No, I've sh** in my shower before, that's when you but just I didn't stomp use it down paper. The drain.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I just licked it out.
Well, okay. No need for any bleach or any cleaning products then.
So that's cool. You cleaned a couple things. What else?
That rules. Why are you grilling Ryan on his week?
Let's get the deep stuff.
I deep cuts. You calm down, man.
Ryan the beard cuts. Works. Ryan the beard deep cuts.
I don't know what you want from me, man.
What'd you eat?
I don't even remember what I ate.
What were your logs like?
Yo, Kevin, you're cut off, man. You're cut off. Yo, are you still? I saw you went to go get your teeth drilled or something like that.
Yeah,
this week.
One. I had a cavity. It's okay. It's okay. One cavity. It's
That's
fine.
Not bad. I went to. I finally this week took advantage of my health insurance and went to go get my ears checked.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I went to the dentist. Right. So I've been having like a pain inside my inner ear, and I've been like having really bad tinnitus. So I went to go get my ears checked. They checked them out, and they were like, "You have the most clean ears we've ever seen.
No tinnitus."
And I was like, "What the f-?"
And so you don't have tinnitus?
I have tinnitus. I can hear it right now as we're talking. So I went to the doctor, and they were like, "We don't know what the problem is." So they referred me to an ENT. And then I went to go get my teeth checked because they were hurting, and I thought I had cavities. They took x-rays, and they were like, "Your teeth are the cleanest teeth we've ever seen." And I was like, "Oh, what the f*** then? Why did I even go to the doctor on both sides? So what am I supposed to do? Is it just f***ing aliens?"
I have a question. Is this the first podcast we've done since I got back from Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can talk about
yeah,
that.
I mean, we can.
See, I knew there was something deeper.
That's right, but it's going to take a long time. Let's yeah. Let's get into a little bit of news.
News time.
Yeah, Ryan went to Canada. Big fucking deal.
It was tight. Shout out to Dustin.
Ryan went to Canada. He made it across the border. And now he's back.
And he ate like 74 pounds of poutine, as you can tell by his belly.
Some poo-poo poutine.
Here, wait. Let me get the mic by the belly.
Yeah, get it down there. There it is. That's a nice belly slap right there.
What's that on your belly? Oh, it's crusted.
Why?
What's that sound like to you guys?
That sounds like you need to stop that right now. That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like $40 Josh from the other room. What does that sound like, Ian?
You. I don't know, jerks. And I hope I don't ever know. All right, there's a new song by a band called The Faceless. There's no word on when their new records come out or anything like that, but they just wanted to keep you on the hook, man. So here's a piece of a new song called Black Star by The Faceless. I don't like that bass tone. Have you noticed that yet?
Yeah.
Sounds really weird. I'm gonna skip halfway in here. Hold on. This is where we put the singies for Ryan the Beard of Love.
For what it's worth, I think the song's actually pretty decent. I went got through it all. But yeah, they're going to be playing at Summer Slaughter Tour.
Yeah, that's going to be August 17th at Studio 7. It's a pretty huge lineup here. Let me see which
I got the rest of the lineup here.
Yeah, I just want to see which day of the week that is.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Alongside, so Summer Slaughter this year is, of course, The Faceless. And we'll see if Faceless shows up because they've honestly been canceling a bunch of shows all over the world.
Yeah, they just canceled their entire European tour last week.
But Black Dahlia Murder is going to be headlining, playing their Nocturnal record in its entirety for the 10-year anniversary. We got Dying Fetus, The Faceless, Oceanus, Slaughter to Prevail, Origin, Rings of Saturn, Betraying the Murders, and Lorna Shore, plus more to be announced. Again, that's August 17th, presented by American Satan in theaters October 13th.
American Satan. Say Satan. Mutoid Man has a new record coming out. It's called War Moans. Actually, it's out now. It just came out last week. It's got guys from Chelsea Wolfe, and even Marty Friedman shows up on this record. They just put out a brand new song called Date with the Devil and a brand new video. Let's get just a little piece of this. The record's out now, but if you haven't heard it yet, here's some for you. New Mutoid Man.
I'm pretty stoked to see Mutoid Man. They're actually coming to town, and we actually have tickets on KISW.com. If you click on contests, you can try to win tickets to go see Mutoid Man with Helmsley and He Whose Ox Is Gored. That's a Thursday. What's up with all these Thursday shows? July 6th at Numos. All right, so if you've ever seen any Pantera home videos like 3, Watch It Go, or any of the Vulgar videos, then you've probably seen this dude, Big Val. He was the former Pantera security guard, also did security for Ozzy Osbourne and Sebastian Bach. Well, Big Val Bichikas. Bichikas?
Bichikas?
Bichikas? I don't know. We're butchering his last name, and that sucks because...
Sorry, Val. He'd probably punch us.
This past week, he passed away. Yeah, so with the former Skid Row singer Sebastian Bach wrote on his Facebook page, "My heart goes out to the family and friends of Big Val. We gave you your start on the road of rock and roll, and now that road has come to an end, my friend. Thanks for watching out for me all over the world, and say hi to Dime, Big Jim, and Lumpy from me, dude." Very sad. So.
Yeah, man, you got shout-outs from Sacred Reich, obviously Crowbar, the whole, you know, Vinnie Paul. It's sad to see a good one go, man, and not only that, but that guy had to have been a f***ing treasure trove of stories.
I love
about
it.
All of those bands.
I love that Sacred Reich says, he was always great to us and a member of the Morning Sesh team while the Pantera dudes were still sleeping. Oh, that's
still
cool.
Sleeping it off.
Yeah. Well, anyways, rest in peace, Big Val. Hopefully you'll be keeping all those rock stars secure in the afterlife.
Well, it looks like Michael Ackerfeld is up to some pretty interesting side project type material. He was asked recently about an upcoming project, a proposed project with Devin Townsend. He said, well, if I say anything about it, people are going to be expecting something to be released. Some of these, I don't know how many projects I've been in, and all of them have been talked about when you're drunk, of course. He said he had a band with Jeff Loomis, and he's going to try and start a band with Brent from Mastodon. He said he was going to have a band with Yngwie Malmsteen, and so on and so on and so forth. So, allegedly, it'll be with Devin Townsend singing and Michael Ackerfeld doing some music. So, again... us just saying that isn't proof of it actually happening because we all have these kind of stony, drunk conversations from time to time. So we'll see if that happens. All of those sound fucking rad, though.
Hmm. All right. Well, something that definitely is happening is the band Venom Inc., which is the newest band featuring members, original Venom members, Jeff Montas Dunn, Anthony Abaddon Bray, alongside ex-Venom bassist and vocalist Tony Demolition Man Dolan. They're going to release their debut album, Ave, on August 11th on Nuclear Blast. They have a official video for their first single, Dein Fleisch. We can check out a little bit of it. So let's check out this song.
Welcome to the dark side. Let the games begin. Everything.
This is good and super, super creepy.
I'm into it. So new super Venom creepy. Inc. Oh, there. Coming out soon on Nuclear Blast. Everything's coming out on Nuclear Blast, man.
Yeah, they're... Like I said last year, Hungry Hungry Hippos with all the bands, dude.
It's awesome.
All right, Black Sabbath has just received the Golden God Award at this year's Metal Hammer Golden God Awards. Like, essentially, like, the award of the night. Obviously, hats off to Black Sabbath. Just keep racking up all the accommodations and accreditations and awards, so they obviously well deserve it. So add them to the Golden Gods category.
If it was informal, now it's formal. They are f***ing gods of heavy metal, man.
The Golden Gods.
This past Sunday, Suicidal Tendencies held a free concert in Los Angeles. I had some friends that attended, and we're just kind of doing some Facebook Live stuff. It looked really fun. It was an outdoor concert to commemorate this really cool mural of Mike from Psycho Mike of Suicidal Tendencies. And it's like this huge, huge block-long mural of him, and it's really cool. But guess what? Four songs into their set, Suicidal Tendencies got shut down by the popos.
Shocking.
They had helicopters circling around. It looked pretty insane because I guess the crowd got a little crazy and broke down some barriers because they only let like 400 people in.
Yeah, exactly. I really, really, truly hope somebody got like professional video of that because that's like a f***ing Suicidal Tendencies music video right there in real life.
I think they were just like low on Pepsis and that's why the riot started.
Give me some f***ing Pepsis, ma'am.
All I wanted was a goddamn Pep. All I wanted was a Suicidal concert and you didn't give it to me.
CKY is back. They're playing a Warped Tour this Friday in Seattle here, and they've got another brand new song. We played the one that they put out a couple weeks back, and it was pretty f***ing good, man. I haven't heard that band, any of their new stuff, in the last probably 15 years.
Sounds like CKY, man. They still got that groove. They still got that same exact tone, man. That killer tone. This new one, not as big into this new one, but still pretty good.
It's called Replaceable. We'll give it a try here. Hold on. Sorry, that was a lie. That was the other part of the Venom
right
there.
I was like,
there.
What the
f***? Here we go.
Here we go.
Here it is. I was like, holy s***, they really changed, man.
Yeah, I was like, what the f*** is this?
There it is. Flat parts. So there you go, CKY.
They would be really fun to watch. Again, like he said, they're going to be playing alongside bands like Acacia Strain, Knocked Loose, Strung Out, Gwar, so many bands at Warped Tour on Friday at the CenturyLink parking lot.
I might actually be able to get to see Strung Out.
That's cool.
I've never gotten to see Strung Out live.
They're so good.
Well, it comes time in every podcast where we have to sicken you out and make you turn it off. This week on Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio, Ian's going to take the lyrics to a band that we actually did on the show, but he's going to go a little bit deeper into their cuts. From their 2002 album, Mutilated in Minutes, Gorodd's... Which one is it?
F*** your ass with broken glass.
F*** your ass with broken glass. Oh my god. Here it is, Ian on Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio.
Bent across the wall. He cannot budge. With the broken bottle in my hand, I cut his ass like fudge. Blood pours on my shirt, and he begins to whine as violent pain and agony tickles up his spine. He laughs and licks his lips as his bowels drop on the floor, watching as he floods the ground with putrid grime and gore. The pain inside, it gets too much. His victim passes out. He stamps and hits and batters hard and kicks him while he's down. Rectal with splintered glass ass.
Oh.
Razor slices need to be stitched as ass with broken glass. These sick pleasures people find from Jesus Christ. I gotta stop. There it is. Ass with broken glass. The only time I've ever grossed myself the f*** out. I blame my girlfriend for pointing that song out to me.
How cutting art is that? Like fudge. Well, Ian, you're f***ed up.
I know.
You're
but
piece
now
of
over the rest of you now. We were all complicit in this crime.
So this is something that you do?
Hey, man. Yeah.
I mean...
is this your admission?
You got your own things.
That's true. How are you to judge me, Kevin?
Easily.
All right, we'll see you again.
Scumbag.
Kevin's going to be gone. Me and Ryan will probably get a podcast done next weekend. Thanks again for listening to Metal Shop's terrible podcast. This has been episode 115, and we'll see you guys again next week.
We're all going to hell.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.